NHS breast screening, helping you decide. For us to contact you as part of this programme, we will need to handle some of your personal information. If you need more information about this, you can visit the website publichealthwales.org/privacy, email phw.informationgovernance@wales.nhs.uk, or phone 02920 104 307. It's your choice whether to have breast screening or not. This leaflet aims to help you decide. Why the NHS offers breast screening. The NHS offers breast screening to save lives from breast cancer. Screening does this by finding breast cancers at an early stage when they're too small to see or feel. Screening does not prevent you from getting breast cancer. Breast screening does have some risks. Some women who have screening will be diagnosed and treated for breast cancer that would never otherwise have been found or caused them harm. Why are you being invited for breast screening? All women aged 50 up to their 70th birthday are invited for breast screening every 3 years. We send out first invitations to screening sometime between your 50th and 53rd birthdays. If you're age 70 or over, you're still at risk of breast cancer, although you will no longer automatically get screening invitations after your 70th birthday. It is important that you remain breast aware. If you notice any changes that are unusual for you, please speak to your GP as soon as possible. What is breast cancer? Breast cancer starts when cells in the breast begin to grow in an uncontrolled way and build up to form a lump, also known as a tumour. As the cancer grows, cells can spread to other parts of the body, and this can be life-threatening. Breast cancer is the most common type of cancer in the UK. About 12,000 women in the UK die of breast cancer every year. Survival from the disease has been improving over time, and now about 3 out of 4 women diagnosed with breast cancer are alive 10 years later. Your risk of getting breast cancer goes up as you get older. About 4 out of 5 breast cancers are found in women over 50 years old. Most women with breast cancer do not have a family history of the disease. What is breast screening? Breast screening uses an X-ray test called a mammogram to check the breast for signs of cancer. It can spot cancers that are too small to see or feel. Choosing to have breast screening. When you arrive at the breast screening unit, the staff will check your details and ask you about any breast problems you've had. If you have any questions, please ask. Mammograms are carried out by women called mammographers. The mammographer will first explain what will happen. She will then place your breast onto the mammogram machine and lower a plastic plate onto it to flatten it. This helps to keep your breast still and get clear X-rays. The mammographer will usually take 2 X-rays of each breast, one from above and one from the side. She will go behind a screen while the X-rays are taken. You have to keep still for several seconds each time. The whole appointment takes less than 30 minutes, and the mammogram only takes a few minutes. You may be asked if you want to take part in a clinical trial. These are medical research studies. Any trial you are offered will gather information about the best types of breast cancer tests or treatment so we can help women more effectively in the future. You can choose whether to take part or not. Preparing for your mammogram. Breast screening. Having a mammogram. To have a mammogram, you need to undress to the waist, so it may be easier to wear a skirt or trousers instead of a dress. Please do not use a spray deodorant or talcum powder, as this may show up on your mammogram. You can use roll-on deodorant. What having a mammogram feels like. Having a mammogram can be uncomfortable, and some women find it painful. Usually, any pain passes quickly. Please phone your breast screening unit before coming for your appointment if you have a physical disability or find climbing steps difficult so that your screening unit can make any necessary arrangements for you. Have had a mammogram within the last 6 months or are pregnant or breastfeeding, as you may be advised to delay breast screening. have recently been diagnosed with or are having treatment for breast cancer, may not be able to consent to breast screening, have a carer with lasting power of attorney for your health and welfare, have specific communication or translation needs, or if you're transgender and would like to discuss your appointment. Breast screening results. You will receive a letter with your breast screening results within 3 weeks of your appointment. The result will also be sent to your GP. Occasionally, women will need another mammogram before they get their result. Sometimes technical problems mean that the mammogram is not clear enough to read. If this happens, you'll be asked to have another mammogram to get a clearer picture of your breast. Most women will have no sign of cancer. In about 96 out of every 100 women screened, the mammogram will show no signs of cancer and no further tests are needed. Cancer can still develop between mammograms. Remember to check your breasts and tell your GP straight away if you notice any unusual changes. Some women will need more tests. The results letter may say you need more tests because the mammogram looks abnormal. About 4 in every 100 women are asked to come back for more tests after screening. Out of these 4 women, one will be found to have cancer. The rest will not have cancer and will go back to having screening invitations every 3 years. If you're called back for more tests, you may have a breast examination, more mammograms and ultrasound scans. You may also have a biopsy, which is when a small sample is taken from your breast with a needle to be checked under a microscope. You will usually get your results within a week. Diagram showing what happens to 100 women each time they have breast screening. 100 women have breast screening. Either 96 women will have a normal result or 4 women will need more tests. Of the 4 women who need more tests, 3 women have no cancer found and 1 woman is diagnosed with cancer. Of the 96 women who have a normal result, these women will receive further invitations for breast screening every 3 years. If you're found to have breast cancer, it could be either non-invasive or invasive. Non-invasive breast cancer. About 1 in 5 women diagnosed with breast cancer through screening will have non-invasive cancer. This means there are cancer cells in the breast, but they are only found inside the milk ducts tubes and have not spread any further. This is also called ductal carcinoma in situ, DCIS. In some women, the cancer cells stay inside the ducts, but in others, they will grow into the surrounding breast in the future. Doctors can't tell whether non-invasive breast cancers will grow into the surrounding breast or not. Invasive breast cancer. About 4 in 5 women diagnosed with breast cancer through screening will have invasive cancer. This is cancer that has grown out of the milk ducts and into the surrounding breast. Most invasive breast cancers will spread to other parts of the body if left untreated. Breast cancer treatment. Whether the cancer is invasive or non-invasive, you will be offered treatment and care from a team of breast cancer specialists. The treatment is likely to include surgery, which may mean a mastectomy, radiotherapy, hormone therapy, and possibly chemotherapy. These treatments can cause long-term side effects. Making a choice, the possible benefits and risks of breast screening. It is your choice whether or not you have breast screening. There are many different reasons why women decide whether or not to have breast screening. To help you decide, we've included information on the possible risks and benefits. Screening saves lives from breast cancer. Lives are saved because cancers are diagnosed and treated earlier than they would have been without screening. Screening finds breast cancers that would never have caused a woman harm. Some women will be diagnosed and treated for breast cancer that would never otherwise have been found and would not have become life-threatening. This is the main risk of screening. Doctors cannot always tell whether a breast cancer that is diagnosed will go on to be life-threatening or not, so they offer treatment to all women with breast cancer. This means that someone will be offered treatment that they do not need. Weighing up the possible benefits and risks of breast screening. Breast screening could save my life from breast cancer. Breast screening could mean that I'm diagnosed and treated for a cancer that would never have become life-threatening. breast screening, weighing up the possible benefits and risks. There is debate about how many lives are saved by breast screening and how many women are diagnosed with cancers that would never have become life-threatening. The numbers below are the best estimates from a group of experts who have reviewed the evidence. Saving lives from breast cancer. Screening saves about one life from breast cancer for every 200 women who are screened. This adds up to about 1,300 lives saved from breast cancer each year in the UK. Finding cancers that would never have caused a woman harm. About 3 in every 200 women screened every 3 years from the age of 50 up to their 70th birthday are diagnosed with a cancer that would never have been found without screening and would never have become life-threatening. This adds up to about 4,000 women each year in the UK who are offered treatment they did not need. Overall, for every one woman who has her life saved from breast cancer, about 3 women are diagnosed with a cancer that would never have become life-threatening. Researchers are trying to find better ways to tell which women have breast cancers that will be life-threatening and which women have cancers that will not. Other risks of breast screening. Most women who receive an abnormal screening result are found not to have breast cancer. These women experience unnecessary worry and some feel distress, which affects their ability to do their normal day-to-day activities at the time. X-rays can very rarely cause cancer. Having mammograms every 3 years for 20 years very slightly increases the chance of getting cancer over a woman's lifetime. Mammograms do not find all cancers. Sometimes they cannot be seen on the mammogram, and very occasionally, mammogram readers will miss a cancer on the X-ray. Your breasts may change between screening appointments, so it's important to check your breasts regularly to know what's normal for you. Please talk to your GP if you have any concerns. Symptoms of breast cancer. If you get to know how your breasts normally look and feel, you'll be more likely to spot any changes that could be signs of breast cancer. This is important even if you've been for breast screening. Look out for a lump or thickening in the breast. A change in the nipple. The nipple might be pulled back into the breast or change shape. You might have a rash that makes the nipple look red and scaly, or have blood or another fluid coming from the nipple. A change in how the breast feels or looks. It may feel heavy, warm, or uneven, or the skin may look dimpled. The size and shape of the breast may change. Pain or discomfort in the breast or armpit. A swelling or lump in the armpit. If you have any change to your breast, you should make an appointment to see your GP straight away. You may not have cancer, but if you do, being diagnosed and treated at an early stage may mean you're more likely to survive breast cancer. What happens to your mammograms after screening? The NHS breast screening programme will keep your mammograms for at least 8 years. These are saved securely. The programme regularly checks records to make sure the service is as good as possible. Staff in other parts of the health service may need to see your records for this, but your records will only be shared with people who need to see them. We will review your previous screening results if you're diagnosed with breast cancer between screening appointments. You can see the results of this review if you wish. Who can I contact if I have a question? If you have questions about screening, please contact your local breast screening unit. South East Wales. The address is Breast Test Wales, 18 Cathedral Road, Cardiff, CF11 9LJ. The phone number is 02920 397222. Minicom number is 029 2078 7907. West Wales, Breast Test Wales. 24 Alexandra Road, Swansea, SA1 5DY. The phone number is 01792 459 988. The Minicom number is 01792 453 110. In North Wales, the address is Breast Test Wales, Maesthu Road, Llandudno, LL 30 1QZ. Telephone 01492 860 888. The Minicom number is 01492 863 503. We welcome correspondence and phone calls in Welsh. We will respond to correspondence in Welsh without delay. Who can I contact If I have a question, if you would like to talk to someone about whether to have breast screening, your GP can help. Together you can weigh up the possible benefits and risks to help you decide. For more information about breast screening, visit www.phw.nhs.wales/breast-screening. It's your choice whether to have screening or not. If you decide you don't want any more invitations, you can opt out. Please call your nearest breast screening centre to find out how. The NHS screening programmes use personally identifiable information about you to ensure you are invited for screening at the right time. Breast Test Wales also uses your information to ensure you receive high quality care. If you need more information about this, you can visit the website phw.nhs.wales/use-of-site/privacy-notice. Email phw.informationgovernance@wales.nhs.uk or phone 02920 104 307. This leaflet was developed by an independent team of information experts at King's Health Partners with advice and writing support from Cancer Research UK. Through a public consultation, over 1,000 members of the public contributed to developing the approach to information about the NHS cancer screening programmes. The following organisations supported the consultation: Beating Bowel Cancer, BME Cancer Communities, Bowel Cancer UK, Breakthrough Breast Cancer, Breast Cancer Campaign, Breast Cancer Care, Cancer Research UK, Independent Cancer Patients' Voice, Joe's Cervical Cancer Trust, and the Patient Information Forum. The information in this leaflet used recommendations from a citizens' jury of 25 women about how to present the possible benefits and risks of breast screening. You may reuse this information, excluding logos, free of charge in any format or medium under the terms of the Open Government Licence V3.0. Where we have identified any third-party copyright information, you will need to obtain permission from the copyright holders concerned, Cancer Research UK and Informed Choice About Cancer Screening.